Well, it's that time again, just after 7:30.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And we're going to do people in the neighborhood. Of course, today would be the day that we would have Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen in. But today, Shane Cramie is going to be in for her, and we've got some stuff to talk about.
Mayor Hansen, we would like to extend birthday wishes for her because today is her birthday.
Is that why she's not here?
I can't answer that question.
I don't think so. She was here last week. So
sure. No, we just have a few events here coming up in Fort Pierre, and I've heard you visited about the Sterling Ranch Rodeo. What a great event that is, and that will take place this Saturday at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, and you've done a wonderful job pitching that event. Say, what, 26 years they've been
26
doing
years.
This
started
now?
In Highmore and had to move it over here. And,
right. What a great organization, Family Helping Families, so we welcome them back to the Stanley County Fairgrounds and all they do.
And they're a really great bunch of people, too.
Yes, they are. Yes, absolutely. And another new event, probably maybe some people don't know about, Dakota Martin Fort Pierre is going to have a grand opening with a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 11 a.m. They're going to have a pulled pork sandwich luncheon, and so you can come early and take part in that and help them celebrate their grand reopening, let's say.
Wow.
So, yeah.
A lot of stuff. Okay. What else is going on?
Well, the Highland Games were scheduled in Fort Pierre for this Saturday, and that was going to be a first annual event. Unfortunately, with the impending forecast, they decided that they must cancel.
Uh-huh.
So it sounds like maybe they're going to try it again next year. Maybe we can welcome them back to Fort Pierre, and they were going to be in Lily Park and have some new events.
Okay.
So, the Sterling Ranch Rodeo, we mentioned that. Saturday, September 23rd, Fort Pierre Fire Department will host their annual Fireman's Ball. I think they're probably going to come in tomorrow and talk about it. But
yeah, they've been doing that for a few years, too.
I think a couple. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Barn Flies at 9 o'clock that evening. They're going to provide some great music, and I think they played last year as well. It's going to be a free will donation at the door for their admittance, and you can purchase your raffle tickets for a rifle and a shotgun as well.
Wow.
And so that's a great way to support them. You can bring your own adult beverages if you like to support the volunteer fire department, and they do a tremendous job. You know, they're first responders, and they respond to so many things, and just want to say a huge thank you to that organization, as all volunteer fire departments, not just them.
Yeah, and for such a small town, they've had a pretty active year.
Unfortunately, yes, that is true, but yeah, if you can stop and support that organization, I would ask you to do that, because this is their big fundraiser for the year, and some great entertainment, and get to visit with everybody, and take part in that.
And
right?
We kind of need them.
We absolutely need them. Very, very essential. They're the kind of a cornerstone of the community.
They really are.
Yes, they are. So, yeah, and of course, it wouldn't be me coming in here to talk if I didn't mention about Fort Pierre horse racing. It'll take place on October 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And I think I'll be back in a couple more times to talk about that. But we're going to have 12 to 15 races with around $100,000 in purses and incentives available.
Wow.
And that'll be post time, 1 o'clock central, both days. We're going to have the paramutual wagering, food and refreshments, and we try to keep those prices moderate so you can bring the family.
Right.
Say $5 admission at the door, 16 and under are free. You know, going to have a lot of gift card drawings. Got a bunch of great sponsors lined up, and we just draw for those gift cards in between races.
Okay.
Be over $3,000 in gift cards. And we're just going to have a good time and enjoy the fairgrounds atmosphere, and you can sit back and smell and hear the horses and see the jockeys and just take in that whole fairgrounds experience and have a good time.
Now, the horse racing has been around for...
This is our 75th year. Yeah.
But it was dicey there for a while.
Well, and we still have some challenges that we're dealing with, but we moved this meet to the fall from the spring and shortened it to 2 days because of some funding issues. But
yeah.
We're trying to find our way forward, and if you have any solutions or options that you would like to visit with me about, I will absolutely take those into consideration, and hopefully we can keep this thing going for South Dakota, because it is intended to be a showcase event for South Dakota.
Yeah, easiest solution is butts in the seats.
That is a great way to support, and that's what I tell people. Besides our sponsors that kick in a large amount of contribution, and we couldn't do it without them. But yes, if you want to support the horse races, come over and pay your $5 admission, buy a little food, and have a good time, sit and visit with your friends, and just enjoy that atmosphere.
It is, and it's something different. I mean, it's truly something different.
It is. It's you don't have to sit in front of a gaming device or hold a gaming device. You actually get to get out and do something and visit with those people and smell those smells and hear those sounds and interact.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So a lot of stuff going on in Fort Pierre. We always say that with the mayor. A ton of stuff going on.
There's a ton of stuff going on. So, and she is going to have a birthday party at Drifters on Saturday about 7:30. So before you go to the Fireman's Ball, you might swing by and say hey to her.
Yeah, of course. So, Gloria's just which is glorious, Gloria.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, a lot of good,
nice lady,
good fun stuff going on. So come out and support your local organizations that support everything in the community, and just help us out and have a good time.
All right, thanks a lot for coming in this morning, Shane.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Anything else that we have?
No, you'll probably hear some more from me here in a week or so.
Okay. All right. Shane Cramey once again in for Mayor Hansen for Fort Pierre, and again, a lot of stuff going on in Fort Pierre. People in the Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate.